Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Operator, give me the number for 911. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, watch your tongue, young man. Watch it. So it looks like we got things sorted out now. That's wonderful. Gary, you still with me? Anybody?
Yeah, I'm still here, Shaz. Yeah, I'm just about to leave, though.
All right, cool. Well, I tried to throw Barbara air in the call. I'll just hang up on you and call her back. Thanks for all the effort there. That was we got it, man.
Not a problem, bro. Pleasure. You take care. Have a nice day.
All right. I'll do a little mini show before Kara's show. That'll keep everybody entertained.
Okay. Good man.
All right. take care.
Speak soon. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. So, anyway, I'm glad we got that resolved. Let me see if I can call Barbara in there. Alright, so we hit it with a hammer, we tweaked it with a screwdriver. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Okay. So, everybody in People for People, I'm going to throw a smiley face in there. We got it sorted out. Alright, I think that's a smiley face, I can't even tell. It's a big old cheese grin face. Alright, so, anyway, let me see if I can get back on track on some mad science for you. Anyway, so what I was trying to get to today, let me see if I can play this one deal now, where I couldn't play it before, and I'll go ahead and throw up this little short podcast, too, on there, but either way, let's play this for a second.
In today's world, we utilize expensive and polluting fossil fuels to run our appliances, our homes, our cars, and almost every aspect of our modern technical lives. These systems are old, inefficient, and run on resources that are allegedly scarce. However, there is more to this than we've been told. There are actually two types of electrical power systems. One of which we use today, and the other one which has been systematically removed from our common source of knowledge. The first type of system is known as a symmetrical or closed system.
Hold on, bring Barbara in now.
In this kind
of... Barbara's waiting and you're calling her in.
Oh, alright.
Okay. You want me to pull her in?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I've got the right, dial, add. Okay, once that happens, I'll leave the call.
Cool.
Okay, there you are. Speak soon.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you. I kept pushing the button to click on, and nothing happened.
We hit it with a screwdriver, we tweaked it with a hammer, we hit it with a hammer, tweaked it with the screwdriver, put a little bit of rubbing grease on there, and everything's back up and running again.
Oh, good.
That's where we're at.
A Band-Aid and a toothpick, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's what I used to like that show MacGyver all the time. Because he'd use a gum wrapper to do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. If you know your chemistry, then you got it made. So that's what kind of what I was trying to talk about today. You know, I don't know if you got to hear any of what we were saying.
I couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah. Well, talking about. Symmetrical and asymmetrical systems, which if you understand how, you know, there's a difference in things, nature's always trying to balance something out. Well, there are systems out there that one side is different than the other, and that's like a magnet. You know how a magnet, it's got a negative side and it's got a positive side. Well, it always holds that energy there, that magnetic field. How is that? You know?
I have no idea.
Well, nature's trying to balance something out right there.
Yeah, I think nature's always trying to do that if we just let her alone, right?
Yep. So anyway, that's what's gonna. If anybody understands what it is that I've been trying to show them, that's what's going to be the easiest explanation to it. Is all we're doing. Is we know how nature reacts to certain things. So when we do certain things, there's a result. Certain things happen.
Right.
Heat rises, cold air falls. So if you start a fire in a cold spot, well, you're going to get, you know, a draft going on there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the simple of it.
Well, all right. So what happened to you? Just wanted to know.
Oh, you mean?
What was going on with you? Ooh.
Well, I don't know. I guess it was kind of a bunch of frustration going on in every single direction. Google's constantly blocking out everything from the Flash player on my site or putting Not Secure on there, and I went through a lot of trouble. To go and contact Google and Weebly and GoDaddy and ChatTangle and all this to try to figure out, get things sorted out. And between all that and everybody that, you know, I have given me a rash of, you know, trouble behind the scenes and all that, then you got these doggone, like I just had to change a breaker, an outside breaker on the power box outside the house yesterday because KCP&L, when they're running their power, if that thing shuts off and surges, eventually it's going to tear something up. Well, it's been tearing things up. Computer's been going down. I got on one computer. One day it tells me it's the year 2000 and the next day it's telling me it's the year 9999.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, you know, you ever heard that saying, it's the straw that broke the camel's back thing?
Of course, yeah.
The harder you try to do something kind for the world, it seems like this force of darkness just kind of climbs down on you.
Well, that's for sure. We know that. That's exactly what's going on, Chaz. You know, I get it. I do. And, you know. I get it. And I'm so glad. Sorry I didn't see your post earlier because I just was busy. And then I came on. I was like, whoa, what's going on? And everybody's saying, oh, we'll miss you, Chaz. And I was like, what?
Well, it put me in a state where I was just like, you know, I don't have the energy to continue to fight a battle that can't be won. And until I listen to what you and Patty said, you know, you two ladies don't understand how important you are to this whole thing, because you put the wind back in my sails. I had tears in my eyes listening to things you two ladies were saying.
Well, I'm so glad. And how did you find to listen? I mean, how did you get on? You just decided to listen to our show?
Well, no, I went to check some messages, and I saw a link to that deal, so I turned it on. I listened to the podcast.
Oh, okay, so you listened to you saw what I wrote.
Yeah.
To you, and then I told Patty, and we decided that we needed to read your letter, and needed to read. She said you should read what I wrote to you. So I did. We did that, and then we just let the People for People be a part of it, because we knew they would all be like concerned and worried and too, because yeah, I mean everybody loves you and they're there for us, and it was so true. You know, Law said we're here. Isn't that enough?
Well, and that's what hit me like a ton of bricks, because I've been searching up the Dream Team. When I found out that the Dream Team had been here all along, and it's the truth, these are the Dream Team.
I know.
These are the best of the best minds out there in the world that have gathered here to sort through problems. And so,
I mean, not everybody, you know, nobody has the expertise that you have, that I know of, that you have. You know, I got a certain expertise, and Patty, and then the people on People for People, and you have yours, but everyone loves you and supports you and are rooting for you, you know. They might not be able to make a machine or whatever, because I don't know how to do that, but you're such a major part of what we're all feeling and trying to do in our own way.
Well, I think that if I could put my piece of puzzle together with your piece of puzzle, I learned a lot of stuff from you, and the inspiration that I get from all these people with the kind words that everybody's put in there and things like that, it makes me want to continue.
Well, isn't that what it's all about, though, you know? I mean, we all have a piece. We all have the same dream, you know? And we're fulfilling it in our own way.
Yep.
We are. And just by our coming together and supporting each other is a huge part of the dream, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And that's the whole thing. I mean, I was blinded by the world and couldn't see that the Dream Team was right there all along. You guys and gals have been here. We've been doing this for so long.
I know.
And you can't get a stronger, more loyal family, because through network troubles and, you know, things that we've been through, one network after another, and when one crashed, we pulled the people in with us, and we always, we've been doing this for so long. We've been keeping each other, watching each other's back, trying to uplift each other's spirits, and we still do it. People for People Radio Network still alive. Shaziz Radio Network still alive. I still have the TCT chat room and the Awake Radio chat room.
You know?
And so that shows you there's a trail of, you know, where we had trials and tribulations and we were able to overcome them and hold this together. That's amazing.
That's pretty big because we've battled demons together.
Quite literally.
Literally. And, you know, and that's major to be able to do that and then still be standing, you know. I mean, it's been rough, but there's something there on our side, I feel, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to keep remembering, you know.
I believe that as well. I believe there's a higher power on both sides, a good side and a dark side. And I think there's a real serious spiritual battle going on right now, and I honestly believe that we're part of it. I believe we're part of the good side of the light right there.
I agree, and I know sometimes we get hit hard, you know. I mean, I've been there, Patty's been there, you've been there, Gas has been there, Grizz has been there. I mean, obviously he's having a thing as well, you know. He said a little bit, but I don't know what his I don't know what's going on, but everybody's dealing with this, Chaz. Everyone.
Yeah.
You know? Even people in the chat. I mean, Angeline, his story is, oh my God, you know, her story. I don't know. I guess it's Angeline. I don't know. You know, it's and Jimmy, I mean, everybody is dealing with this. Luca's not well. It had come back and hit him again, so I don't know. I haven't talked to him. Everybody's dealing with this, and the public is dealing with this, and it's across the world, so we're not alone, and, you know, everybody's, this is such a crucial time. We cannot give up. We just cannot let that happen.
Well, like I said, I almost let it put me down. I was that discouraged, but
I read that. I know. I saw that.
I heard.
I'm glad you could hear me.
Somehow or another, you two ladies put the right words in the right place at the right time to energize my spirit. I mean, I had a little spark going, and two ladies run up and threw gasoline on the fire. They said, no, you ain't going nowhere. Gary was telling me, says, I don't have permission to quit.
That's what I told you. I said, I'm going to take a big leap here.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you don't have permission from me. That's it.
Well, that's what makes it all worthwhile, Barbara. That family thing that we got going on through all these networks out here. And like I said before, you know, we've been down the road. We've fought some battles with some people that are constantly either trying to shut us up or interfere with our internet services. And, you know, with what Google's doing,
can you get to somebody else besides Google? I mean, I don't know too much about this.
Well, it's not me per se, because I know how to go up there and say, you know, I know the flash player's safe. I know that all of it's working fine, and I know how to go there because it's a Chrome browser that blocks people out from my site, and it's the doggone Firefox follows right behind the Google Chrome.
Patty told me to get DuckDuckGo. That's what I've been doing.
Well,
she uses DuckDuckGo.
I'm going to have to try a browser like that to see if it'll work on all my systems. Now,
yeah.
I'm good with what I got because I know how to get around Google. But as far as other people out there wanting to watch in and interact with everything, I need to see if I can have a custom browser made that will allow people to, you know, add a little program to their desktop that they can still see and hear everything without having to go through Chrome or all the hierarchy that you can't even find us on the search engine most of the time unless you know the exact words to put in. You know, used to be you put anything about mad science and you'd find Shaziz. But there's censorship going on. They're constantly changing the Chrome platform and the main browsers, all the main name browsers, Microsoft and Google and Firefox. We need an alternative browser that we can share with people that we want to be able to visit us that will bypass all the stupidity that Google Chrome does. Not only does Google spy on us for profit, I mean, they get paid through advertisers to give our information to some. So they're spying on us for profit while at the same time censoring us and blocking us from putting content out that they disagree with.
Well, Facebook is the same. Google is the
same.
That's why Patty said get DuckDuckGo. You know, so because she's used them for quite a while now. I'm not having any problem, you know, with DuckDuckGo because they don't track you. I guess she said DuckDuckGo doesn't track your activities or something like that. I don't know.
Well, cool.
I don't understand it all, but and I have to say that this censorship is going to get worse. So
yeah.
You got to work on something else to get this happening because everybody who's doing an alternative, they all have found other ways because they've all been being censored. So this is across the board. It's not just you. And any alternative, any conservative, anything where you mention Jesus or God or religion or whatever, peace or awake, you know, it's just like that is just an algorithm that takes you down.
Yeah.
And so this is a happening thing because they are running scared and they're trying to censor. They're trying to censor God, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it because that is the darkest stuff going on, and this is part of that prophecy, part of the plan. We are in it, and they're in that battle is against God and against creation, Chaz.
Yeah. What I'm going to try to do is I'm trying to dig up some of my old. I used to write computer software back in the day using Microsoft Visual Basics and stuff like that, as pretty much like a drag and drop kind of deal. But I've got other software that actually put coding together, and I'm going to see if I can actually write a program, and you know you'll be able to scan it with your virus software and know that it's perfectly safe. But what that's going to do is set all the settings into a personalized browser that Google can't tamper with. And so it might take a little longer for me to be able to get that out there, but if anybody says, you know, hey, I can't get to your site for some reason, of course they can get to shaziz.com, but we don't have chat rooms and stuff like that on there in order to be able to talk to people. But if I could set it up into a browser to where they can see it all without having to worry about, you know, setting security settings on their doggone browsers all the time, if I can make it simple enough for everybody, I think that it would catch on, and then people could actually copy that coding and do it for their own site so that we would constantly be able to have communication regardless of what Google tries to do.
Yeah.
It's doable. You know?
Well, and I know you can do it. I have no doubt that you can do it.
But it's funny because when I finally got somebody online from Google, and I actually got to talk to a real person, I had to literally hold the phone up to my ear for 1 hour just to talk to a human. And when I finally asked him, I said, I want you to go to my site, and I want you to tell me what it is about my site that Google Chrome is telling me that is not secure. And initially, it was supposedly the chat rooms that were doing it. But when Google themselves looked up shazizradio.com, they couldn't find anything wrong with it except that it had an out-of-date security certificate. There wasn't nothing wrong with the chat rooms. The chat rooms come from Chatango, which is another HTTPS program there. There's no redirects. There's no cookies. There's no doggone malware or anything like that. My site is perfectly safe. It all goes through HTTPS websites and stuff, and I don't put any malicious code, and I'm not trying to spy on anybody. Heck, we don't even gather up people's information. If you want to sign in the chat room as anonymous, you can sign in anonymously to the chat room, so you don't even have to put no information on Shaziz Radio in order to be able to, you know, enjoy what's going on there. If you do want your own screen name, you just click on that link and it takes you to Chatango, where they will let you sign up for an account. But then you can come right back here again and using that chat code. So Shaziz Radio is not collecting any data on anybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I explained that to Google and I talked to GoDaddy and Weebly and Chatango and all these different deals, it's Chrome browser that is set up to do what it does, and their artificial intelligence or whatever that is constantly changing something or finding keywords to block you out of search results.
Right.
But I'm an AdSense member, so why is the same people I'm supposedly a member of turn around and blocking my site so that I couldn't benefit from that? And I'm a YouTube partner, and YouTube censors me. which is another part of Google. So, here on one hand, I'm good enough to upload content that they can make money on, but on the other hand, they want to stop people from coming to my site.
Right.
It don't make no sense.
Well, I can't get anything. I'm trying to get Donald J. Trump on Twitter.
Yeah.
Not happening. Trying to get search on the Daily Mail. Let me see. Oh, that came up all right. Because I've just been blocked from a couple of things. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So it's getting wiggy out there.
They're blocking everything.
And did you know that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide?
Yeah, Gary just told me a minute ago.
So they put him on suicide watch, and then they watched him commit suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in a, you know, he was on suicide watch because he tried to, you know, whatever, or somebody tried to take him out. Well, how could he hang himself if he's on suicide watch? I mean, he's in a lockdown, you know, heavy duty, whatever they call them, places.
Well, I think that there were too many people out there that were probably concerned that he was going to give information that was going to sink them as well. And so, I don't think it was suicide as much as it was homicide.
I agree, but they have everything anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
They just released 2,000 pages of dirty stuff and people's name. I mean, it's going to be pretty huge.
Well, you know,
so the guy,
he stabbed himself in the back 150 times by accident.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I wonder what he hung himself with, or if they're going to do an autopsy and find out that he was poisoned, hung himself, stabbed himself, and shot himself.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Oh, my God. It's crazy, right? But
yep.
They have everything, and it's pretty big. What's this stuff, all this sex slave stuff, this pedophilia? They are, I'm telling you, they are like, it's happening, you know?
Well, it's about time that evil system gets brought to light, and I'm thinking, all these networks out there that are continuously covering up for all these corrupt politicians and individuals involved in all these dirty deeds, they need to be shut down as well. And
well, they are, too. Incrementally, they are. Ever since Trump signed that presidential document about pushing on this pedophilia and sex trafficking thing, they've been daily, you see, if you go to the right sites, they have these arrests, and people are, you know, it's happening, and it's, the thing is, it's so huge, this has been going on for so long, to the level of such evil and sickness that, man, I don't know, Chaz, if they could ever take everybody and do away with them, I just don't know. It's so huge, this is so evil.
Yeah.
It's been going on for so long within the church, within the education. I mean, everywhere across the board.
That's why radio networks like People for People and Shaziz Radio need to stand our ground.
That's right.
And literally put into place systems that will give people the capability of being able to come here regardless of what YouTube or Google or Microsoft or any of the social media network giants out there. You know, Facebook wants to spy on you. YouTube wants to spy on you. Google wants to spy on you. Every single one of the deals want to spy on you. They'll allow you to say certain things. But if the certain things tip the political tide towards the opposite favor, then they want to censor you. So they only allow you to say what they want you to say. Otherwise, they'll spy on you and they'll allow you to upload content, but they're going to use that content for their financial gain. So they got a monopoly over information out there right now because they have the tools in order to keep ensuring that what we want to say don't get heard.
Well, Trump is outright on Twitter been complaining about this, you know, Google and what they're doing. So he's looking into it. So, you know, when he says he's going to look into it, it'll be taken care of.
Well, I would love to spend a day with old Trump and talk to him about a few things. You know, if he's the man that he claims and that everybody thinks he is, then he could understand what we're trying to do here. It's not a bad thing. We're not trying to harm anybody. We're not trying to be conspiracy theorists, although there are conspiracies. And you have an idea of what's going on because you don't have the full picture, so you develop a theory, but that don't make it a lie.
I'm a little concerned because I just read something yesterday that he reinstated this cyanide bomb to kill coyotes and wolves for the ranchers. And see these kinds of things about it. I looked into it. It was on a lot of links. It wasn't just one funky link that was lying about this. So I don't know. It's very concerning.
Yeah.
That to me is like, okay, that's. So I don't know why I don't know why he's doing that. I don't know if it's real. So.
Well, it's still information that is worthy of looking into to get down to the truth of the situation, because that's what we do. We vet information here, and we give you both sides of the story and let you decide what's going on. Because sometimes we don't even know for a fact what's going on because we've been manipulated for so doggone long. That's why these platforms are so doggone important, because if we're not doing what we're doing, then that means every other side out there is only getting one specifically targeted bit of information, and they're not getting the full story.
No.
In some instances, they're getting a flat-out lie. You know?
Well, do you want me to give you his Twitter?
I've got Trump on my Twitter.
You got him on your Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I sent his entire family messages, and even the vice president messages, but never got a response.
Just keep trying.
Yep.
Just keep trying, that's what I say.
Well, I'm going to keep on. Eventually I might find the right magic word to catch their eye, you know. But I'm not so sure that on the opposite side of the spectrum my messages is even making it to the other side. That's the whole issue right here. Right now, I talked to Google, and I said, look, I said, I got 8,700 and some odd subscribers on YouTube. And I said, I got 4 or 5 people in my chat room on my website because your program is telling people that want to come visit me from my YouTube that the site's not secure.
So what did they say once you finally got to talk to someone?
They said that it was an expired security certificate for the site. Well, I went right back to Weebly, who then in turn checked, and it's an updated security certificate.
Yeah.
And so, according to Weebly, the only thing that I can do is take the chat rooms out. Once I delete all the chat rooms and my radio code, then I can put the certificate on there, and suddenly I got a secure site. Regardless of the fact that doggone Chatango chat rooms in the code automatically ships it over to recognize when it's a secured certificate site. When it's embedded in that site, it automatically shifts it over so that it follows all the secured certificate protocol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's not that my site isn't secure, it's that Google doesn't want it to have that secure certificate
right
on there.
Right. That's obvious.
But they'll push the doggone envelope onto, or the blame onto, whoever they can besides them. And as funny as that, crazy as that sounds, Weebly and GoDaddy are two separate accounts away from Google. But I had to go and sign in through Facebook or Google in order to get to my Weebly.
Wow.
So they're getting their claws in everything. That's the crazy about it. So we got to figure out a way to either make a chat room that is like a button that, like, whenever you fire the website up, there's absolutely, you don't see any chat room. And then if you want to use the chat room, you download a little a private program which will put the chat room so you can actually, I want people to be able to interact real time.
Yeah.
And they should be able to with these codes, but they're not able to because of what Google's done.
Right.
But if we can get it set up so that I can put that secured certificate on there, then when people actually start coming to this site, our chat rooms will be full. You know?
That would be nice.
But they can't be full as long as Google keeps on telling dang people when they want to show up over here that the site is not safe.
Yeah.
And most people that do know, they know how to turn that back on and say, I trust this site, and so I want to go there anyway. But the ones who don't know how to do that, they don't want to sit around for hours trying to figure out how to get here. So if we can resolve that, we already got in place the tools necessary for people and Shaziz Radio to actually thrive. And what we're being hit with isn't our fault. We've got good quality content. We got good quality websites. We've got good people, and we're not out here trying to promote trash. And I told them on that Google deal, and even Weebly and GoDaddy, I said, you can look at my site. There's not one nasty thing on there. Every once in a while, somebody will come on there and pop a link in there, and I'll block them and ban them for trying to put pornography in the Wake Radio chat room. But the lady from Weebly, she was reading the content in there, and she said, yeah, there's nothing. I don't see anything wrong with this site. There wasn't nothing wrong with their security certificate, but every time we enabled it, the Chrome browser would put it back to not secure again.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So we tried to comply with what Google said we needed to have a secure site, and Google blocked it.
Right.
Now, if that's not a conspiracy, then nothing is.
Exactly. There's your conspiracy.
Yeah. Like Gaz said in there a little while ago, he who controls the information gains control of the people's perceptions.
That's correct. Yeah.
But that's the thing, right there. That's what we're up against. And if we get smart, we can actually put some programs on our sites that will. The only time that doggone chat room will pop up is when somebody wants to chat. They'll click on it, which will open a program on their computer. That way Google has no control over it anymore.
All right. Oh, that's good.
So, all right. That's what I'm going to be working on. Hopefully, I'll be able to get that successfully achieved. And if I can find some really good programmers out there that do like C++ or the older, deal for actually writing little Windows programs and stuff like that, and we can actually put something together like an application for a PC and then a version for iPhone apps or something like that, or, even the Galaxy ones, if anybody really wants to hear what we got to say, they'll still be able to go on the site and see the content and all that, but if they actually want to get in the chat room, they don't even have to, really sign in we're not collecting no information, but the program will give them.
How would you make it so when they try to get on, they don't see a sign that pops up that says the site is insecure?
By taking the radio player and the chat rooms out of it, and leaving nothing but the picture content and the words and stuff like that.
Okay.
Then all I got to do is enable that secure certificate. That way, whenever they come to the site, we put a little message up there saying, look, Google's trying to censor these chats and this broadcast. So if you really want to hear, you download this file right here, run it through your virus scan program so that you're confident we're not trying to do anything wrong. And then you can listen in on a radio show, and you can be in the chat rooms at the same time.
All right, that sounds good. Very good. Well, Sam, I'm not going to be here tomorrow because a friend of mine died suddenly a little over a week ago, and he was in a head-on collision, and he was recouping. He didn't have brain damage, and then he got an embolism that killed him.
I'm
going to be going to a memorial tomorrow, and so I won't be here. Well, I'm hoping Patty said she thinks she's been having trouble with her computer. And so she's gonna be around. So just wanted to give you a heads up.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. You know what? And there's another thing that I want to look into as network. I'd like to do the same thing with People for People. Is that there are little computers out there that you can buy that are really cheap, that basically about the size of your phone. And you can actually program those things. If there's a way that we can sit down and design one of these that will be specifically for broadcasters to be able to broadcast and visitors to be able to visit, we could give these deals out to one computer out to any one of the hosts out there, and they would be able to broadcast from that. All they would need would be Wi-Fi access, and they'd be able to broadcast right from that. And if anybody wanted to come visit it without having to worry about any kind of, PC problems and stuff like that, you could use this. You could see everything. You could talk real time to people. Make our own devices is what I'm saying. And I know it can be done.
Yeah.
So if you want to do a radio show, all you got to do is turn your device on. And if nobody's got the stream, you can take the stream and log in and start doing your radio show right there.
Right.
So, where there's a will, there's a way.
And yes, there is.
See, and the thing about me, one of my biggest issues that I have in life is Mom always called me a dreamer, because when I dream, I don't dream little. I dream big. And I've been a dreamer all my life, because I can see potential in this world. I can see potential in people, and I know that if we come together, there ain't nothing that would stop us from ever achieving everything that we want. And I know we can make this world better. I know it without a doubt.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep on trying to do the best I can, and I'll keep the duct tape and baling wire together, and when I get into my new lab, which I'm getting closer and closer, and I fire that thing up, I think I'm going to make some people really happy. And that's what it's all about.
I think so too, yeah. And so we just keep going, that's what we do. And I got to get myself outside. I got to give some food to the goats and make some food for myself. I've been going all morning, but I'm happy to be able to finally have a conversation with you.
Well, I really appreciate you. I appreciate Patty. I appreciate the whole People for People and Shaziz Radio crew. The people that are in the chat rooms, they're part of the dream team. The people behind the scenes are part of the dream team. And I apologize for not recognizing that a lot sooner.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say that I think that was what happened, and the way we all dealt with it was a very important thing. You
yep.
gave us the opportunity to really share this trouble that we go through and with the people in the chat. So you gave us that opportunity to show how we help each other.
Yep.
And how bad it can get. And, so in a way, it was a good thing.
Well, I think you're right. I honestly think you're right. Because if things had to play out exactly the way they did, You know, I think that I probably just would have said the heck with it and started the hitting the delete button, because, you know, I just can't see repeating the same mistakes over and over and over and not getting anywhere. When in reality, we really weren't making any mistakes. We were doing everything right. We were just coming up
exactly.
against it.
Well, exactly, and you didn't fail. You said you failed, but you didn't fail at all. You know, it's just that's the stuff. See, that's that demonic voice in your head that starts broadcasting out to everybody. You failed. You're a failure. You're no good. You're not making any difference. You might as well just give up. That's the same voice, Chaz, that we all hear. That's a system. That's a systematic, indoctrination. We all hear the same voice.
Well, you should.
I think
you and Patty shined your lights, and you showed me the truth, and I'm back in full force. There ain't no pulling me down now. I might get burned out once in a while, but I'm not going to let it do like this last go around, because I know we got tools to work around Google shenanigans, and we got tools to work around Microsoft and all these other turkeys out there. See, they made a mistake by giving us this power to begin with a long time ago. They put it out there because they wanted to spy on us, but, you know, turnabout is fair play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So, we're going to give them a taste of their own medicine.
I'm thinking that, and I know we've done this because we get pummeled with this stuff. It gets pretty heavy, and we think it's all about us, you know? It's like we take it personally. But it's not about us. It's not all of, it's about everyone. So how can we drop out? Like I said, how could I say to my grandchildren, sorry, I quit, you know? How could I say to the earth, sorry, I quit? Or how could I go before Creator and say, well, I'm sorry, I just quit?
Yeah, the task was too overwhelming and I just gave up. But I didn't realize that the biggest power that I had were the people sitting in that chat room and on this Skype. And in those chat rooms over there, and the people listening in on the radio show.
That's right, and I have to say, I have to remind myself of this too, because we have People for People, which is such a gift, and your other stations to share your wisdoms and your insights and things. We have no idea who we touch. You just don't know, and you can't say you're a failure and you didn't do a good job, because you have no idea.
Yep, there's a comment in there from Neutrons, Proton, Electrons. We all know who that is. Wonderful individual. Said the very fact that that people make the same mistakes over and over is the very reason why we shouldn't give up.
That's exactly true.
And how? Well, together, we're going to make this world better regardless.
Yep. And we are making it better.
And we
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna look into some alternative methods by which to have a chat room and a radio player so that people will be able to still listen in. Even if I have to write an HTML that will put all the codes necessary that you can actually download the HTML file, and then your specific browser, you can set it up one time to allow that, you know, program to run, then you'd be able to listen in and be in the chat rooms, and they won't be able to keep people from, that's the whole deal. When people see our not secure up there, they think that we're not a trustworthy site. And
and that their computers will be compromised.
Yep.
You know, Gaz has on the site an alternative listening, but you know, it's just a blank screen with the audio.
Yep. I'm going to have to probably check out what type of code he's got and see if I can do the same exact thing. And once those, the only thing is, I need to preserve that Awake Radio chat and TCT chat room. So I'm going to have to write a code that is an HTML code that holds all those together, that, you know, we can still use it, just not have them directly on the site themselves, so that, you know, you can still see the chat, you can still interact with Chat Tango and hear the radio. But, you know, Old Granada Steve did a lot for this world when he was out there trying to do his radio show. So did TCT Chat Room and all the other networks that we used to be on. So I'm going to try to fix this up so that, you know, we'll still be able to do the same thing we're doing. We'll just be able to get more people here because it won't show that not secure. And then from that point on, if Google tries any shenanigans to block this site out, I'm going to file a class action lawsuit against Google for intentionally trying to disrupt this site.
Right.
And, you know, I've already complied with every single thing that they said I needed to do. And they're intentionally doing what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
But if I take this last step right here, if I take those chat rooms off and put them on a different platform so that you can still listen in when you want to, and then people can't come to this site still after those certificates, which I know because I paid for them, they're up to date, and Google keeps on doing what they're doing, this old crazy here mad science guy is going to have to go to war with the big dogs.
Right.
Don't think I ain't tried it before, because I have. I went to war with the banks, and I finally got justice. It took me 20 years, but I was sticking to it, and I got justice. So it can be done. You just got to know what their dirty tricks are before, so that you can't let them pull them on you.
Right.
There
right.
is an alternative. Anyway, folks, we got to get out of here, so stay tuned for the Music with Kara Hour. Ought to be an interesting show. So, with that said, you've been listening to Mad Science. Thanks a lot, Barbara. Love you. Take care.
I love you guys.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Take care. What's
that? Stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh,
one hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.